Magic isn't always found under a full moon, surrounded by herbs, crystals, and ancient chants. Sometimes it's in your morning coffee. Sometimes it's in the words you whisper before a big meeting. It's in the way you stir your soup with intention or breathe through frustration instead of reacting. Magic isn't about escaping reality. It's about enchanting it. In today's episode, we're diving into everyday magic. How to weave ritual, intention, and energy into your real life without overcomplicating it. Whether you're a busy parent, healer, or soul seeker trying to reconnect with your power, this one is for you. And I'd like to welcome you to Mystical Minds, the podcast where magic meets modern life and the metaphysical isn't just possible, it's personal. I'm your host, Allie Thies. I'm a psychic, I'm an energy worker, and a soul connection specialist. Plus, I'm the former host of Ask Allie, the longest-running spiritual podcast on Apple Podcasts with 19 incredible seasons. Over the years, I've written 8 books, including the Gypsy Magic series, Out of Body Ecstasy, Gypsy Girl Guide to Goals, One Spicy Erotic Story, and a chapter in the best-selling book, Sacred Self, where I shared my insights on creating a bedroom that truly invites love. I've been walking the mystical path since childhood, and now I help others reconnect with their true selves through intuitive readings, soul work, and the safe, sacred space of the Mystical Minds community. This podcast is your invitation to explore the magical, metaphysical, and wildly mysterious side of life. From energy healing to spirit guides, soulmates to sacred rituals, nothing is off limits here. So grab your tea, light a candle, and let's dive into this mystery together. We got Mercury retrograde coming up, folks. It is going to start on November 9th, 2:02 p.m. Eastern Time, and it goes until November 29th at 12:38 p.m. Eastern Time is when it goes direct. We also have the supermoon coming up this Wednesday on November 5th. So make sure you have your intention grids out. We love supermoons. And since I'm a Taurus, I absolutely love them when they're in Taurus. So make sure your intention grid is up. If you don't have an intention grid, you can write down your intention on a slip of paper. Start it with I am. I am wealth. I am love. I am joy. I am abundance. I am attracting the best soul love for me. Whatever your intention happens to be, write it down on a piece of paper, preferably in red ink if you have it, and then put that piece of paper and a little crystal on top of it in your windowsill. If it's not safe in your windowsill, then just, you know, put it someplace in a room where it will be safe to stay there until the new moon comes around. That's all there is to it. All right? And when you do an intention, and you write it down, and you put it underneath a stone, you set it and forget it. Anytime you obsess over some sort of intention you have put into a grid or under a stone, the odds of it coming out here in the physical world diminishes greatly. Because when we obsess, we keep the energy real close to us. And we need the energy to go out and about in order to manifest what we desire. All right, just a little 2 cents from yours truly. And let's move forward to the card of the week. And I've got to move a cat. Move Xena Lowina. Come on. We're using the Shaman's Dream Oracle card by Alberto and Colette Baron Reed. So let us see what card we're going to pull today. And it doesn't matter if you're listening to this episode now or if it's a year from now or 10 years down the road. Whenever you come across this particular episode, this card is for you for the upcoming week. All right. So let's... No, Xena. No, Xena. No. She is a determined little kitty to be up here with me, which is pretty normal for Xena. I have 12 cats. And anytime I start talking into a microphone, the girl's here, man. She's hoping I'm on video because she loves her 15 seconds of fame. All right, let's choose a card, shall we? No Xena, no Xena, no Xena. She's eating my necklace. We have the dream thief. Refusal of the call is what this card is all about. And this week, especially with the supermoon in Taurus, this card is telling us, do not allow your dreams to be stolen or forgotten because of somebody else's input. The only opinion that should matter about a dream of yours, about a goal, is your opinion. That's it. This is a lesson. I'm 58 years old. This is a lesson that has been hard won for me. It has been a lesson that I've had to struggle with most of my life because my family's approval has always been important to me. But when your family doesn't like what you're doing and they're not supportive, it keeps you from doing what you dream to do. So learn from Allie. If you can, learn from Allie and do not allow someone to come along and steal your dream. Whatever your dream is, as long as it doesn't hurt somebody else, because come on, we're not doing that stuff. As long as it doesn't hurt somebody else, step up and pursue your dream, whatever it may be. You have to do it on the side to start with. Pursuing your dream, doing something that you find passion in, is important for everybody. And I encourage anyone to do it. But this week, this card's telling us that for whatever reason, there are going to be people out there and their opinions who are going to try to steal your dream from you, meaning that you turn your back on it. Just keep in mind, that's coming up. All right, so let's go forward, shall we? Xena, honey, you really got to move. You're like taking up so much of my room. My desk is only so big, and Xena is not a small cat at all, even though she still thinks she is. All right, so let's go into the mystical item of the week, shall we? And did I write it down? I did not. So the mystical item of the week, I believe, oh, that's right, because I put it in segment 4. So we're not going to put it at the beginning. We're going to put it towards the end of today's episode. But the main topic today is everyday magic, rituals that fit real life. Because November's theme is magic, rituals, and sacred practices. Build your spiritual lifestyle your way. And doesn't the card I just picked telling you that you need to do things your way and not let other people dissuade you? Yeah, I can't make this stuff up. So, what is everyday magic? When we hear the word ritual, we often picture elaborate altars and hours of ceremony. But everyday magic is much simpler. It's intentional energy in motion. Every act we do carries a vibration. When we focus our energy, even for 30 seconds, that act becomes sacred. That, my friends, is everyday magic. You bless your tea when you stir it clockwise and you think of calm. You create protection when you pause before leaving the house and say, I walk in light. You manifest when you journal your gratitude instead of scrolling through stress. Otherwise, we can call that doom scrolling. Magic is not reserved for witches or mystics. It is an ancient human birthright. It's awareness, presence, and a choice to participate in the unseen rhythm of the universe. Where in your daily life do you already practice this unconscious ritual? Whether it be your skincare routine, the way you light a candle at night, or how you tuck your child in, these are all sacred acts once you add an intention to it. One of the biggest misconceptions about magic is that it has to take a whole lot of time and be complicated. In reality, the smaller and more consistent the act, the stronger the current. I call these micro rituals, or I have called them flash spells in the past. Intentional energy drops that charge your day like a spiritual espresso shot. So, for instance, try these things. You can light a candle each morning and whisper just one sentence. Today, I create calm and clarity. Or today, I am a builder of wealth. Or today, I am creating the love I want. Something of that nature. You can also touch a protective stone, like black tourmaline, I said it wrong, or labradorite, before leaving home, maybe setting a boundary. Only love and truth walk beside me. You can write your daily intention on a sticky note, one word, one color, and place it on your bathroom mirror. When you wash your hands, imagine rinsing away old energy and clearing your aura. You can also do this in the shower. Before bed, thank your guides and ancestors for one lesson they brought you today. Because trust me, we all get brought a lesson each and every day. The beauty of these micro rituals is that they build energy over time. Repetition strengthens your frequency, just like lifting weights strengthens your body. The more you do it, the easier it becomes for the universe to meet you halfway. What is one tiny action you can anchor into your morning or bedtime routine to bring sacred awareness into your day? Give that a thought. And I want to talk about tools. Not the fancy kind, but these are the tools that kind of hide maybe in your kitchen or in your purse. And you don't need a mystical supply closet to be a practitioner. You already live in a magical ecosystem. It's all around you. All the time. Some of the everyday tools, one, salt, purification and boundaries. Sprinkle a bit in doorways to cleanse your space. Coffee or tea. They are grounding. They're a grounding potion. Each sip reconnects you to earth energy. Water. It's an emotional reset. Wash your face or hands with intention to release the day's energy. Again, you can also do this in the shower. Maybe some perfume or essential oil. It can be aura or energy body armor. Apply behind your ears or wrists while affirming, I attract only what uplifts me. Your keys, they open doors, literally and energetically. Hold them when manifesting new opportunities. Music, ugh, love music. Sound alchemy. Use playlists as spells. Each lyric carries energy that can shift your mood or vibration. You see, the difference between ordinary and the sacred isn't the tool, it's how you use it. Everyday objects become portals when you work with consciousness. Now, this is the mystical item of the week. It is a spell jar, or you can call it a mini intention bottle. This week's practice is all about containment, holding your intention in a tangible form. A spell jar, or what I like to call a mini intention bottle, is one of those simplest forms of everyday magic. It's ancient, beautiful, and it is deeply personal. So how do you create one? Well, choose your vessel. You can use a tiny jar, you can use an empty essential oil bottle, or if you have a locket even, if you'd like to use that, you could do that as well. And then add some elements to it. Put in a pinch of salt for protection. This can be table salt, it can be Himalayan salt, whichever you would like, just as long as it's salt. Put in a dried herb, maybe rosemary for clarity, lavender for peace, cinnamon for motivation, gardenia for protection, arias root for attraction, patchouli for money and abundance, basil to attract new clients or customers. I could keep going. And maybe a crystal chip. So just a little teeny stone that resonates with your intention. You know, rose quartz for love, citrine for prosperity, amethyst for intuition, or lapis for intuition. And then write your word. So on a small piece of paper, however large of a piece of paper is going to fit into this bottle, write one word that embodies your week's focus. Is it peace, trust, growth, wealth, magic, love, whatever it is? And then you want to roll up the little piece of paper and place it inside your bottle. and you want to seal it with presence. What I mean by this is take 3 deep breaths and visualize your energy flowing into the jar. Feel gratitude as if your intention has already come to life. Then close or seal the bottle. Keep it on your desk, on your nightstand, or if it's small enough, carry it in your pocket or your purse. Every time you see it, it becomes a reminder that your energy creates your reality. The act isn't in the jar. It is your devotion and intention to what's inside. When you remember that your focus has power, you become the spell. Everyday magic is a return to awareness. It's how we reclaim our spiritual sovereignty in a noisy, distracted world. You don't need hours of meditation or a dozen candles to shift your energy. You just need one clear moment of presence. So as you move through your week, please remember, magic isn't what you do, it's how you be. Bless your morning coffee. Set an intention when you lace up your shoes. Whisper gratitude when you crawl into bed. The universe isn't waiting for you at the altar. It's right beside you in every breath, every gesture, and every heartbeat. I want to thank you for joining me here for this week of Mystical Minds. We're going to talk about sacred space, modern life, building an energetic sanctuary anywhere next week. And let's not forget about your soul work. It is below in the show's notes. Take a look at it. Do 1, 2, maybe 3 things of the list of 5 to help you have a magical week. And, you know, everyday magic really is a return to awareness, isn't it? It's how we reclaim our spiritual sovereignty. Oh, I already said that, didn't I? I already said that. I wrote it earlier. But it's good to take note. It really is a return to awareness. There's a reason why it's twice. I don't believe in coincidences. I believe everything happens for a reason. So this is kind of a reminder, isn't it? That you don't need hours of meditation. You don't need a whole room full of candles. You know, you need your intention. You need your devotion. That's what you need when it comes to magic. Absolutely. That's why when I used to, I wrote the 4 books on gypsy magic. All which are very simple, matter of fact, to the point, and has ingredients that everybody can find. But when I did write spells for people, this is like decades ago, I always said that one of the most important things is that the person's intention who wanted it. Without their intention, without their belief and faith that it was going to work, why bother doing it? Because your energy is the number one ingredient in any type of magical intention or spell. Just something to note. And that's a wrap here on this episode of Mystical Minds. I hope it sparks something inside of you, a memory, a knowing, maybe a nudge from your soul. And don't forget your soul work for the week. You'll find it under resources for the episode. If you loved what we explored today, please don't keep it to yourself. Share this episode with someone who needs a little magic in their life. And if you're craving more, join me over at Mystical Minds Group. It's a safe, sacred space to explore everything from energy work to soul connections, intuition, spirit guides, and more. You'll find support, community, and your people. You can also book a private reading or a soul session with me anytime at outofbodyecstasy.com. I've got you whether you're seeking clarity, healing, or maybe a deeper connection to your path. And until next time, stay grounded. Stay curious, and remember, endless possibilities, infinite you.